It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great day out there. Today, I want to welcome you to Living Thunder, and I also wanted to let you know that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program and listen to us 24/7 any day of the week. So today, we are going to get the program started with one by Matthew West. It's a song called Life is Good.
They say the sky's falling, heartbreak on the news. Got all kinds of reasons for singing the blues. The world may look hopeless, yeah, times may be hard. Troubles and trials, good Lord, don't we all? But my Savior, He answers whenever I call. And this is the reason for the hope in my soul. The one that I lean on is the one who's in control. They can't rain on my parade. This is the day that the Lord has made. Should I praise Him? Yes, I should.
You know, as we go into each day, we need to remember that life is good when we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because He is Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. What an awesome God that we have. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going with one by Jordan Falez, a song called Praise God for That.
I've been laying down my head, thinking just how good God's been. And I know I'm not the only one. Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, and if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Praise him for friends and family, for the very air we breathe, for having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Every night he gave you peace. Every time he's waited for you patiently. For how he never changes. For how his love just won't let go. For how he's given every good thing that you know. Ooh, somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah?
We are to praise him in every situation of our life, in every high, in every low. That is, as we live our life, to give him glory through everything that happens. Jordan Velez, praise God for that. Right now, we got one by Josh Baldwin. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Like a good shepherd, your mercy leads back to your arms, where I'm meant to be. So I thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You took my place on that cursed tree, died for sinners, but rose as a king. So I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Oh, it's only because of all you've done that I can be called a friend of God. Oh, beautiful Savior.
little bit of Josh Baldwin there for you, reminding us that it is God's will for us to live a life of thanksgiving, to thank him for everything he has done and continues to do. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by Jamie McDonald, a song called A Million Chances.
There I go, falling down again, trying to run a race I can't win. Sometimes I just wanna bow out, I wanna throw in the towel now. My mistakes try twisting the truth, but I know somebody who loves to use all the little broken pieces, bringing strength to my weakness. Oh, you're telling my soul. It's not too late, even in the mess I've made. I turn around and see you standing. You're giving me a million chances. It's your grace, oh grace. I'll never understand it. You're giving me a million chances. Keep giving. There you go, making all things good. Work it out like you said you would. There's no reason to doubt you. You know I can't live without.
free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror, and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile.
Psalms 5:11 says this, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy." You see, when we belong to Jesus, when we have Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life, we can say, "Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. I will sing for joy in every situation of life." That I choose to praise him who is the author of life, the one who has the plan for my life, the one who has the plan for your life. Isaiah 42:12 says, "Let the whole world glorify the Lord. Let it sing his praises." It's all about glorifying the creator, sustainer, and deliverer. Psalms 145:21 says, "I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on the earth bless his holy name forever and ever." Will you praise and bless his holy name with your life? Will you choose to glorify Jesus, the Son of God, the name above all names in every situation of your life? That's in every high and in every low of your life. Because you see, when we're on the mountaintops, well, as humans, we sometimes tend to forget to praise him sometimes. And when we're in the deepest valley, well, we're thinking sometimes too much about the valley instead of praising him for being with us, for being Lord and Savior of our life. That's when we need to remember that in the lows of life is when we really need to seek his face the most. Because in the lows of life is usually when we draw closest to him and we trust him more and have a deeper faith and have a closer walk with our Lord and Savior. So will you say, "Yes, I will," to praising him, to glorifying his name in the lowest valley, in the highest mountaintop? My prayer is that you can say yes to that. It changes every aspect of your life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Seventh Time Down, and it's a song called, "Yes, I Will."
Thank you. I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will.
I count on one thing, the same God never fails, will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God is never late, is working all things out. You're working all.
Why God came in the flesh? Well, it was not only because he loved us so much, but there was a reason why he had to come in the flesh so that we could be saved. Hebrews 2:14 tells us, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. So you see, he had to become flesh so that he could pour out his blood as a one-time sacrifice. Well, so the power of sin could be broken. So that we could be saved. You see, we praise him, we glorify his name because first he is holy and set apart. He is all power, the one who came to us in the flesh and paid the ransom for our sin. My sin and your sin for my life. And you see, he paid it with his precious blood. You see, it's the blood of Jesus that conquered sin and death. When he rose from the grave, he defeated death, and sin. 1 Peter 1:18, 19 says, "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which loses their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." Are you united with Christ today? Have you trusted Him? Have you placed your faith alone in Christ Jesus? Well, today, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be made new and whole. You see, if He's knocking on your heart's door, it's the Holy Spirit that's tugging on your heart. And today, if you would open your life and your heart to Him, ask Him to forgive you of your sin and ask Him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Let Him know that you are giving everything over to Him. That you want to follow Jesus, that you want to follow Him each day. And in each day, then you go and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life. He says you will be saved. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now you have been united with Christ. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ." It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ that our sins are washed away. The reason why our sin has to be washed away, we were born with the curse of sin because of what took place in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned against God. So you see, the only way that curse of sin can be broken then is by the blood of Jesus Christ. It was paid with a dear cost. And so the reason why our sin has to be washed away is because we cannot enter heaven without being washed clean and made whole. Because the Father cannot look upon sin. And so, when we become pure and made whole by the blood of the Lamb, we are His child. And His guarantee to us that we will be with Him is He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we have. A master plan to bring His children home, those who will call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved. It's only by the blood of Jesus that you can come into the kingdom of heaven. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Today, open your life to Jesus and experience what true life is. Experience what it means to have abundant life, to have peace and a rest for your soul, a hope for all eternity. It's only found in Jesus Christ. It leads us into our next song. It's by Hope Darst. And it's a song called "The Blood of Jesus."
Nothing but I have a key with the
There is only one name full of power, only one name by which we can be saved, and it is in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I got one by Ryan Stevenson. It's a song called Just As You Are.
I've been wasting way too much of my time, living up in my mind, trying to do it all right, spinning my wheels, thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say, ooh, child, don't you know I love you just as you are. Ooh, child, don't you know I love you just as you are. Just as you are. Look at your precious. Turn the light on, flip the script. Suddenly seeing what I used to miss. Got me living in the present tense. But love so deep, you're the greatest gift. Feeling light as a feather. Free and without the pressure of ever losing your grace. Since I heard you say,
That was one by Rachel DeLong, a song called That's Who He Is, a song that truly reminds us that the Father is above all and is all, and loved us so much that He came in the flesh through His one and only Son, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by Josiah Queen, The Prodigal.
I've been sick and tired, being sick and tired, searching far and wide for something that feels real, and it's something that feels real. And I don't want to lose my soul chasing after things that don't lead me straight to you.
That's a little bit of Jesus culture for you there. And it's a song called Set a Fire. You know, it's about having the Holy Spirit not only filling you, but flowing from you. It's all about living life for Him, being that vessel so that Jesus Christ is known to share the message and hope that He has given you. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 FM, WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And I want to remind you that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program and listen 24/7 any day of the week. At this time, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Sidewalk Prophets, and Ben Fuller's helping them out on this one. It's a song called Unbelievable.
I could tell you stories, but you probably won't believe me. Life is everything but boring when you follow where He's leading. Don't have all the answers, but I found some on the way. Every time I tripped on lies, I fell on grace. I haven't seen. Searching for the signs, mystified by miracles. This journey is unfolding like a storybook. I know it might sound crazy, but I believe. You can call me crazy, but I believe. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. How could I deny what I've seen with my
right now? We got one by Toby Mac, and it's a song called Rear View.
woke up from another bad dream. I did the thing my daddy did to us. So when you walked out on my mother, that trauma left us scrambling for cover. I'm being haunted by the question, did the apple fall far enough? And you sold me like a vulture, all these fears trying to shape me like a sculptor. Cause I be hanging up and then you call back, I pick it up and then I'm right back. And every time I let you come around, you're pulling me down. I'm bad with it, yeah. I hit the valleys but I pass through. I see the failures but I can't lose. I think it's finally time to tell you, I put that trouble in my rear. Been seeing double for a long time. Can't keep my eyes up off the rewind. I'm back and forth like the ocean, trying to move ahead, but the past is ferocious. Heavy days turn to heavy nights, but heavy love makes a burden light. There's only one I can turn to, king of the day and the king of my rear view. I turn around, it's like I never left. Your mercy's gotta be my greatest gift. I'm bad with it. I hit the valleys, but I pass through.
Yeah, we pass through.
I see the battles, but I can't lose.
No, we can't lose.
I think it's finally time to tell you, I put them troubles in my rear view.
Yeah.
Put them troubles in my rear view.
I'm moving on.
We moving on, we moving.
I'm moving on.
We moving on, we moving.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
We moving on, we moving.
I pray you're moving on.
I put them troubles in my rear view.
I put them troubles in my rear view.
I put that trouble in my rear view.
You know, the only way that we can put our troubles in the rear view is by giving them over to Jesus Christ. You know, as we go through our day, part of the day can, well, it can be really good. And then all of a sudden, part of your day or night can be rough. So in every situation of your life, remember what Lamentations 3:23 says. It says, "Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." If Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of your life, look forward to each morning to his mercies beginning afresh. Thank him for the new day. Thank him for saving you. Thank him for, well, for what he has done for you. And begin your day with him, remembering that, well, great is his faithfulness, that he is your strength, that he is your protection, that he is your peace. And it's only in him that you have rest. So each morning as the sun rises, remember, well, his mercies begin afresh. And look forward to the new day that he has in store for you. No matter what you are going through, thank him and give him praise and glory and honor for who he is, for what he has done in your life, for being your protector, and being your peace. It leads us into our next song. It's by Forrest Frank, and it's a song called Sunrise. Look forward to the sunrise.
You're gonna be alright, just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise. Sunrise, just stay there. Good things will come later. God made you for greater. Hold on for that sunrise. To the lost and the broken, who don't know where their home is.
get where your hope is. I'm just helping you notice. You're gonna be alright. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise. Sunrise, just stay there. Good things will come later. God made you for greater. Hold on for that sunrise. No, God didn't forget you. Things that you've been through. He was there right beside you, helping to guide you and let some light through. I'm just here to remind you, you're gonna be alright. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise. Sunrise, just stay.
In every situation of life, you see, it all comes down to seeking the Lord, trusting Him, the Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer of with your life. Isaiah 55:6 says this: seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him now while He is near. You see, it's always about seeking His face. It's always about calling upon Him to carry you through, thanking Him for the highs and lows in your life. And for those that do not have Him as Lord and Savior, if He's knocking upon your heart's door, it says, seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him while He is near. It'll change your life forever. When we seek Him with our whole being, well, we're seeking life, abundant life, that's only found in Christ Jesus. We are seeking to follow Jesus, you see, in every part of our life. Galatians 2:20 says it all. It says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, when we are born in the Spirit of God, well, you see, our old life is crucified with Christ. In other words, we leave our old life behind and know that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Because the Holy Spirit now lives within me, I can live in this earthly body by trusting the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. He will lead me in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. That's why it's so important to be in His holy and living word, so that He can feed your heart, your soul, and your mind with His truth, so that as we live our life, the Holy Spirit can use that scripture, the word of God, to teach and to guide, so that He can lead you in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. Isaiah 26:4 says, trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. He is the only one who we can build our life on that never changes, who never shifts. So we do as Proverbs 3:5-6 says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in the path of righteousness. His word tells us, don't depend on our own understanding, but we are to seek His will in all we do. When we do that, We are allowing the Holy Spirit then to show us which path to take. And there will be several paths that you need to take throughout the day that you will need guidance so that you can, well, be led in the path of righteousness that leads to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about trusting in God with your whole life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Aware Worship, and it's a song called Trust in God.
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fight, time after time. Born of His Spirit and washed in His blood, and what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. So I trust in God, my Savior. Perfect submission, and all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story, and this is my song, my song. I'm praising my
answer me. I saw the Lord,
oh Lord,
and He heard,
and He answered me.
trust in God.
I trust in God.
My Savior.
My Savior.
He is the one.
Yeah. Who will never fail.
He'll never fail.
He will never
bit of Katie Nicole, a song called When I Fall. And you know, guys, there is only one who can catch you when you fall. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will fail and we will fall in our life. But you see, we need to seek his face. We need to repent of our sin and turn from our evil ways so that we can truly draw close to him. And so, as we see our brothers and sisters maybe falling in different ways, we are to pray for them and help them and ask God to answer prayer. It leads us into our next song, which is Crowder, and it's a song called Somebody Prayed.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear stained pews. Still, I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven move.
My God, pick you up when you come.
I pray, Father, please, cause I've seen what he can do. Looks like somebody prayed.
I spent so many nights down on my knees, praying you'll show up and be there with me to take on my burden, no matter how big or how small. Yeah, people got stories they tell about you. Too real to be fiction. No way they're not true. So I know you got big enough shoulders to carry it all. Even weight of You're strong enough to stand in between me and the tallest and mightiest.
Prodigals who got a little lost along the way, and all the backsliders up all night, us down in a rut. These are the ones, the ones that Jesus loves. Every dream shattered, bruised and battered, barely hanging on. Broken, lonely soul sitting all alone. And every outcast stuck in their past, scared of letting go. And these are the ones, the ones that Jesus chose. Jesus loves. And all the too proud of you now looking down on them. And all the high and mighty falling from grace trying to start again. And all the stones cast, judgment passed, he's looking at you. Oh,
Zach Williams there for you. A song called Jesus Loves. You know, guys, if you're looking for a love that will change your life forever, it's the love of Jesus that can do that. Because when you are made new in Christ Jesus, when we are born in the Spirit of God, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. And when He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, you see, we receive His love beyond measure. Because it's a love that will change the way we think, the way we act, the way we treat others, the way we respond and the way we talk, and how we live. Because you see, it's that love that was poured out upon the cross so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. So that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. So that we once again could have that walk with the Father. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by Caleb and John, and it's a song called Nothing But the Goodness.
I was nothing but broken, nothing but blind. I've been running from help, I've been trusting myself for my whole life. I was nothing but stubborn, stuck in my ways. But ain't it just like God to see all of my flaws and still show me grace? What could bring me back from too far gone? Like I'm that He paid, and I can't believe He was thinking of me when that stone rolled away. No, I can't believe He was thinking of me when that stone rolled away.
You know, guys, as we read the living Word of God, well, there's a passage, there's a book in Psalms that speaks of our relationship with the Father. It speaks of His promise through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's Psalms 23, and it's 1 through 6, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." You see, He leads my life. And He is all that I need. In verse 2 it says, "He lets me rest in green meadows and leads me beside peaceful streams." You see, my Lord and Savior is my rest and my peace. And I know that it's only found in Him. In verse 3 he says, "He renews my strength and He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name." You see, He gives me strength each day and guides me on a path that I may honor him. Verse 4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You see, he reminds me that even in the lowest time of life, he is right beside me. Even in the darkest valley, he's protecting and comforting me so that I won't be afraid of what the world hits me with. In verse 5, he says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. You see, his blessings are beyond measure. As I live for him, they overflow even when the enemy surrounds me. In verse 6, it says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, it's his goodness that escorts me through this life to receive my promise that awaits me, and that is to be with my Lord and Savior forever. My prayer is that these verses speak of who Jesus is in your life, reminding you of his promise and that we will be with him for all eternity. Those who are found in Christ Jesus, those who are followers of Christ Jesus, those who are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, those who are his children. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Legacy Nashville, and it's a song called 23. You are with me, Lord, you are with me.
is oil enough? What can I offer my Savior in these vows and my love? What can I bring that's of value to my shepherd, my own? I love to lie in this pasture, you're restoring my soul. What can I bring to your table? Is this oil enough? What can I offer my Savior in these vows and my love? What can I bring that's of value to my shepherd, my own? I love to lie in this pasture, you're restoring my soul. What can I bring to your table? Is this oil enough? What can I offer my Savior in these vows and my love? What can I bring that's of value to my shepherd, my own? I love to lie in this pasture, you're restoring my soul. You set a table before.
See, when Jesus is Lord and Savior of our life, well, we want to serve him. We want to honor him. We want to live a life of obedience so that, well, he is glorified by our life and with our life. Isaiah 52:7 says this, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messengers who bring good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns." You see, we are to share his message. Share what Jesus has done for you. Share about the peace and rest that's only found in Christ Jesus. Because his word says, well, beautiful on the mountaintops are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. The good news of peace and salvation. You see, when we share Jesus with the world, we share the good news of peace and salvation. We are sharing Jesus and how he has changed our life. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us." You see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, we have peace because of our faith, because of what Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has done for us. So we do as Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:9, it says, "Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then God, the God of peace, will be with you." Experience a peace that passes all understanding. And you can do this by calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved today. His word tells us today is the day of salvation. If the Holy Spirit is calling upon your heart, on your life, then open your life to him. be made whole and be set free from the bondage of sin. Experience what it means to have the agape love of the Father that comes through Christ Jesus. Experience what it means to have the burden of sin lifted from you. Experience what it means to have life and have life more abundant in Him. It's only found in Jesus Christ today. It's there that you will find the peace of God that passes all understanding. Leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires. It's a song called Peace of God.
God of peace.
Yeah.
You're the God of peace.
Will you put your faith alone in the God of peace? It's only found through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. It's about being made new in the Spirit of God through Christ Jesus. He is the one who poured out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven. It is only him who rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have a way to be with the Father. What an awesome God that we have. Just a reminder to you guys out there that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXE1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder programs and listen 24/7. Any day of the week. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next time right here on Living Thunder.